Hi, this is Mike Selby in Cardiff for the first day of the Ashes. A good day for England, better day than the score suggests, 336-7. Sounds as if Australia might be on top and they came back there, but it's not a reliable pitch, I don't think, and that represents a pretty competitive score. Lunch probably even seems, 97-3, England lost the wickets of Andrew Strauss, Alistair Cook and Ravi Bapara. Slightly nervy innings from Ravi Bapara, 35. But then the afternoon session dominated by a stand of 138 between Kevin Peterson and Paul Collingwood. Chalk and cheese there, really, the two in their styles. They took the score to 228, 138 partnership before Collingwood was out. And Peterson out shortly after in quite a bizarre manner, trying to paddle sweep from very nearly wide on the offside and succeeding, I think, in just top-edging onto his helmet into short leg. That was a bit of a chance waste of him, although he did allowed life really won an LBW when he was 61 and was also missed at short extra cover when 66. Australia then came back, but Matt Prior and Andrew Flintoff with an 86-ball partnership from just 95 balls rather wrested back the initiative for England towards the end, and both of those were bowled by Peter Siddle with the second new ball as the day drew to an end. 336-7 represents a tidy score. Pick of the Australian bowlers, Ben Hilfenhaus, who was surprisingly selected instead of Stuart Clarke. I think Stuart Clarke perhaps not deemed to be fit enough yet. And Australia also including Nathan Horrocks, the off-spinner, a little reluctantly, I think, including him. It shows that they think the pitch will probably turn. England selecting both their spinners, so it's quite clear what they need. A good toss to win for them too. They batted first, 336-7, and England just shading in on the day.